It's Black Friday morning, and joining us now is our political observer and CEO, Dr. Alan Chartok. Good morning, Alan, and belated Happy Thanksgiving.
And to you. We all have been turkeyed up.
We certainly are.
And it's always a question of how to do it, but it always comes out great, and we had a good time here in Great Barrington, and I hope your family did too, David.
We did, and we all have so much to be thankful for. We live in the greatest country on earth. We're in the great Northeast, and unfortunately, we have some rather cold temperatures for Thanksgiving and the day after, but we really do have an awful lot to be thankful for, and I'd like to thank you on behalf of my colleagues here at WAMC and everyone listening, because we enjoy so much what we're able to listen to here on WAMC.
We thank whatever we thank for largesse, resources that this country has that would be unknown in a place like Afghanistan or others in which people are suffering around the world the way that they are. So it's extraordinary that we have this kind of country. But now we have challenges. And one of those challenges, of course, is the contemporary president of the United States, who makes news virtually every day. He may be fighting, as he is now, with his own military. He may be making grotesque statements about the armed forces. He may be creating a crisis that doesn't exist. But that's what this guy is doing. And as we know, it's now at a point where we've had elections, and I'm giving thanks for the way in which the House of Representatives changed, because now for the first time in a long time, we have a House of Representatives which is going to take the Trump presidency seriously and will do their oversight function the way that they ought to. Frankly, I can't wait.
We have so many talented people right from the Northeastern area who are now going to Washington to represent us, including names like Antonio Delgado, folks who've been there a while, like Paul Tonko, Senator Schumer. So looking forward into the coming new year, what do you see in your crystal ball, Alan?
Well, as I said, I think there's going to be an accountability that we haven't seen for this president, and I think he knows it. People are going to be called up to the Hill. They're going to be asked questions. Why did you do this? Why did you do that? We know that when the committee structure was in the hands of people like Mr. Nunez and others, that they refused to take those responsibilities seriously. I'm not saying that the president has done everything that's bad. I don't like a lot of what he's done. And there should be an awful lot of appraisal by the coordinate branches of government, but they're not. And speaking of which, it was extraordinary to see John Roberts, the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, taking serious concern with the remarks of the president as he went after one particular federal judge. Robert said there are no Clinton judges, there are no Obama judges. So in saying that, Roberts comes out and does an extraordinary thing. Now, there will be those who think that what Roberts was doing was not only heroic, which many people think, because chief justices don't usually do that, but also, I think that they're concerned that some people are concerned that Roberts may be paving the way for some controversial rulings from the Supreme Court, and by saying that there are no political judges, he's in fact clearing the way for what the court is about to do.
So to sum it up, President Trump's feet shall be held to the fire, as they say.
That's right, David. That's exactly what's going on. And you will see a whole different complexion on how government works or should work. How Trump fights back, to what degree he further threatens our democratic ideals, that's what we're going to have to really keep a very close eye on.
Our political observer, Dr. Alan Chartok. Thank you, Alan.
Thank you, David.